Well, I'm duly honored this morning to be introducing our speaker. He has served at our church back in the early 90s, and very special to me because he's my brother. So I'm duly honored to introduce my brother, Ken Hubbard, here this morning, who's going to talk about a little bit about another guy I care a lot about, and that's our pastor, Brother Randy. So y'all give Brother Ken your attention. He's served in different ministries over the last 20 years, have seen multiple people come to know the Lord, and we went to college together, and I was able to, two men who's probably influenced my life, no doubt, more than anybody else. There's this guy who's fixing to speak, and the guy he's fixing to speak about. So y'all give him your attention.
Thank you, little brother. That's my little brother. It's good to be in the Lord's house. Y'all excited? This is the Lord's day. And we're able to come in this beautiful place and give him honor and glory. Man, that's exciting, ain't it? Just to be able to come and worship the Lord and lift him up and magnify him and just to look out among us and appreciate some folks. You know, that's what it's all about. The Bible tells us to do this, to set things aside and give a little bit of appreciation. And that's what we want to do today. We want to honor the Lord. And we want to honor Brother Randy, Sister Deanna, and the minister here at New Rocky Creek, and want to be an encouragement. So I'm excited to be here, y'all. It's good to be in the Lord's house. And can you hear me? Not on. Okay.
All right.
How about now? All right. All right, how about now? Will. Is it on now? All right. You know, it's always hard to hook me up for some reason. I don't know what it is. Me and computers, electronics, I get all mixed up. And I don't know. They don't cooperate with me good. But can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Everybody in the back can hear me? That's good. You know, just a short, I do want to give the Lord honor and glory, just a short testimony before we get started. First thing I just want to honor the Lord today. And when I get through today, I want to say, dear Lord, was you pleased with me? Did you like what I said? How was my motive? Did I say what I needed to say about you? Did I say what I needed to say about what Rocky Creek needs to hear? And to lift up Brother Randy and Sister Deanna in the right way to honor and give them honor and glory in the Lord. You know, that's what it's about. So I just want to give him praise. And I don't know what happened last week. I had a little spout of Bell palsy. You know what that is? You know, when you have like a little facial paralysis. And it was pretty bad last week, brother. And I was talking to Mama, man, and I said, my face was just drooling over, and I said, man, but I don't know what's going on, but man, I'm still excited about coming. About 3 or 4 days later, it just started doing the healing, first week. I mean, it just drawled all the way up, and my face is really cleared up. You can't even hardly tell it. And man, I just want to give God praise for that. And that's awesome, you know, and I just praise the Lord and how it's gotten a whole lot better, and it's not all the way here, but hey, man, that's so exciting, because I was going to the store, you know, one of my Indian friends there was at the store, and I was going in, you know, and I was coming in, getting a coat, and I was looking at him, and he was looking at me, and you know, his eyes was getting big, he knew something was wrong, and I said, I know you're looking at me, you know, my tongue was hanging out here. And he said, you know what he does? He said, no, I'm not looking at you. No. And you know what? I was embarrassing him. I didn't think nothing about it. I was just trying to tell him, you know, hey, let me tell you what happened. I got a little bell palsy, but I was going around people saying, I know you're looking at me. So I advise y'all, don't do that. If something's wrong with your face, people are going to think something wrong with you. So I learned. But you know, I just want to give God praise for that he can heal. And we need to give him glory in the little things. Embrace things that happen to us sometimes, you know. Sometimes I want to run from it. But a lot of times God will show you a lot of things. Something you don't like that comes on you. That might be the biggest thing God's speaking you with. It can really speak loud and clear. Real clear. Oh, I'm glad to be in the Lord's house. Y'all glad? Amen. It is good to be in the Lord's house. Brother Randy, I've been excited all week just to come and share here at the church. And love you, brother. And it's just good. I can remember, Brother Randy, I can remember the first time I met Brother Randy. It was in September of 1992 at Luther Rice Seminary. And I was getting on the elevator. I don't like elevators. I was fixing to get on the elevator, you know. I was fixing to get out there, and we was right there. And it opened up, and there was Brother Randy. And there he was right there. And I was just fresh. Man, I just got saved, and I was on my way to seminary. Man, I just got saved. I was just coming out of the rowdy bunch. And I was over here in this, I was around with a bunch of preachers and everything. Man, I just didn't fit in too good, you know. Still, sometimes I don't fit in. But I seen Brother Randy, and I asked him where the library was. And, you know, Brother Randy, not only did he tell me, he took me to the library and showed me where it was at. I thought it was so cool. Show me where the library was. That's awesome. You don't know how Brother Randy is. He shows you a lot of things. Not only does he just, you know, tell you about it, he'll walk you through some things. You know what I'm saying? He'll come along beside you, and he'll walk you through some things and show you, not tell you, but sort of show you and come alongside you. That's what I love about him, about him and the Lord. And then I can remember the first time, I thought this, it was back when I first visited Brother Randy, my first visit here. I can remember I was coming in, and when I came in, you know how Brother Randy, when he sees you, boy, he'll scope you out, he'll look, you know. You know, he'll look at you, boy, you know, and I was watching him, man. I said, man, he sees me. He knows I was coming in. You know, one of his buddies from school, or a couple years later, I think it was. But anyway, I came in, and, man, I was watching. It was in the old building out here. I just enjoyed the service, and I never will forget this. Y'all ever seen somebody in a suit and tie run a 100-yard dash? Man, when I left the church that Sunday, you know, I was going out, and I knew he was sort of busy, and I thought, well, I'm just going to slip on out. And I was already in my truck going down the road now. And I seen something in the corner of my eye coming. Brother Kid! And man, he was running, that tire was going, man, he was right there, you know. He said, brother, I just want to tell you, brother, I'm glad you come out. I said, yeah, brother, I know. I'm driving down the road. Oh my goodness, I'll never forget that, brother. I appreciate you chasing after me. I do. I appreciate you chasing after me. Has he ever chased after you? That's the Lord. That's the Lord. I remember the first scripture verse he gave me. And it's a book that you also gave me, Brother Randy. It's pretty cool. And I just recently read it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I revisited the book. It's Calvary Road. There's a lot in there. Really spoke to my heart. Now, I know some of y'all have probably read the book, but it's so much in the book of Calvary Road about revival and having your cup clean and holding it up and say, Lord, just fill my cup. And before the Lord can fill your cup, you need to look in there and see if it's clean before he can put something in it. And then when he puts something in it, you know it's clean. And your cup, you can have revival every day. Just confessing sin and being broken. Asking God daily when something comes on your life. Say, hey, you know, revival is not a good person, a good Christian getting better. It's a Christian or somebody not a Christian just coming back alive. You know. It's no glory in, you know, a good Christian getting better. That's good. But the sin and the blood covers all the sin in our life, man. That's exciting. You know, come with a broken and contrite heart. That's when God will fill you up. Anyway, it was the book, and there's so much in that book. And it encouraged me. And I was sharing it with people at work, you know, about that and about different things. So, and Brother Randy wrote a scripture verse in there. And we know that, I know we your verse, Galatians 2:20, was in there, and that's one of your, I believe that's one of your life verses, and such a powerful verse, to be crucified with Christ. And you know that eye, even it talks about in the Calvary Road, where that eye is bent over like a sea, it's bent over, crucified. That eye is not eye, it's sea. We got to be crucified with Christ. Not I that live, but he lives inside of us, and we can have that powerful transforming life because of Jesus Christ inside of us. But he also gave me a scripture verse, and this is sort of what I want to share a little bit today about victory. What's it look like? What is victory? In 1 Corinthians, I'm just going to turn there right for right now. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And Brother Randy, these verses are encouraging to me. And back in 1994, I remember you putting these verses in the little book that you've given me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 56, 57, 58. Let's go with 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives the victory through Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Man, we can have some victory because Jesus Christ died and rose again. We can have some victory because of Him and Him alone. He is our security and our security alone. Our church can be taken away from us, our family, our sanity, even our life. But one thing for sure that cannot be taken away from us is that's Jesus Christ. Do we have security in Him? Do we have hope in Him? Do we have that victory in Him? Victory is something nothing you try to work up in the flesh. That's not victory. Victory is realizing, hey, we're a sinner. We need to become broken before God and say, hey, I need you, Lord. You know what happened? It'd be some victory. We don't have to have, thank God for evangelists and revivalists, but what brings the revival is the Holy Spirit. What brings that on us is the Word of God. And that's where we can get some power from. And we forget sometimes. We forget. I do. I forget a lot of things. I messed up. But I know somebody that cleaned me up and he's helping me and I'm on a journey. That's Jesus Christ. And there's power in that, man. And we can have joy knowing that He is real. So anyway, looking at that scripture, brethren, and some more scriptures in there, I want to just, that's what we're going to launch off on, the victory, okay? So every now and then I might just stop. It won't be very long, but I'm just going to say, victory! All right? Victory! There is strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. The fear of man brings a snare, but the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. If there's going to be any kind of bragging, you know, we're going to brag about Brother Randy a little bit, Sister Deanna, and we're supposed to do that. Give him honor and glory in the Lord. But the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter number 9, if there's going to be anybody bragging, this is what the Bible says in chapter 9. It talks about, okay, that the wise man, let him not brag about his wisdom. Don't let the rich man brag about his riches. Don't let the strong man brag about his strength. But this is what the Bible says. Let whoever's going to be bragging, let them be bragging about the Lord, that He knows me and understands me. So we want to brag. Scripture tells us, you know, in Scripture that we give the man of God double honor. And we need to listen to him. We need to come alongside and lift him up and give him honor. Tell him how much you love him. And remember the things he's done in the hospitals. And it's one thing to love to preach. And I love to hear Brother Randy preach. Man, I love to hear him. His passion for the Lord and what he does. And also, but you know what? I love the way he, it's one thing to love the way you preach, it's another thing to love the people you're preaching to. And that's how, you know, that's what matters, man. You know, coming alongside somebody, chasing them down, showing them the way, telling them about victory. Not only telling them about it, but showing them, hey, let's just come before the Lord. I love that about New Rocky Creek. I love that about this church and the men of this church and the leaders of this church and you men here that's been here and others that I know for a long time. As I look out and I see you and what God has been doing in your life and how you mentor younger people now, and they look at you and they say, hey, he's got the victory. He's got it. What do they have? It is something special. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Randy, I can remember back in July the 24th, I preached in Book of James 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to finish it up tonight. This morning, I'm going to go to James chapter number 4. But that Sunday, my granddaddy came to church. My papa. He's a World War II veteran. And he came to church, and I was so excited about him coming out to the new church out here, and I was preaching, and he thought I was crazy, man. I was running around the pew. I had me a telephone, man. I was talking on, and he told me, son, he didn't know about me if I was going to be able to preach or not. He said, I don't know about you. He said, you need to calm down. He said, I don't know, you know. But anyway, and I was praying for him, the whole family praying, you know, he'd know God. But anyway, he was leaving out, and I never will forget this, in the little, what you call it, back there in the back, what's that called, the foyer? You know, in the back of the church. We was back there, and Brother Randy grabbed my granddaddy, and he said, he looked at him, started talking to him. He said, Brother Smith, he said, you know the Lord? I tell you what, Papa needed that right then. And that really stirred his heart, moved on him. I appreciate a man, not only when he preaches a powerful message from the Holy Spirit and is led by God to preach, but afterwards, he's ready to chase somebody down in a concern about a soul. And that's the Lord in him. The Lord went all the way to Calvary to us, all the way to Calvary. And that same person that went to Calvary is inside of us. It's inside Brother Randy. And it's evidence. We see it. And you know, we could just sit back and say, thank you, Lord. And I appreciate that. And through that, you know, we was praying for my granddaddy. My grandmother's here this morning. She's here this morning. And it's such a blessing. And I believe I'm going to see Papa one day in heaven. Why? Let me say this real clear. Because he found the victory. Okay? I'm going to stop a little bit and pause. I might clear off a spot. Have a fit. But I want you to see Jesus. Victory. Victory. All right? So let's go to the book of James. All right, we're going to go over there now. All right, James chapter number 4. This is this Jesus' little brother? James, is that right, Josh? And you know, I like Peter, James, and John. And you start looking at what Peter says in the New Testament. You look at what John says in the New Testament and Paul and James. I mean, you look at just the whole New Testament. You're going to see a lot. You're going to see Jesus. So anyway, over here in the book of James chapter number 4. If y'all would just turn there. And somebody said, well, you know, what does victory look like? Well, let's stop right here and pause a little bit. Let's have some prayer. And then we'll go to the scriptures, all right? Let's have a time of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. And Lord, we pray that you'll just make it real clear who you are. How blessed we are to have a God like you. How blessed we are to have men that are full of the Holy Spirit that stand every Sunday and preach your word, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as we set this time aside to honor Brother Randy, Sister Deanna, New Rocky Creek, in the Lord. Lord, that you would get all the glory, all the praise. As we look around us and we see works of you. and it gives you all the glory. So, Father, as we look at the book of James, we pray, Lord, that you'll just speak to us. Help us to know how to have the victory, how to fight, and how not to fight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love God's Word. And, you know, I heard somebody say the other day, I want an AUG degree. You know, it's important to get degrees and go to school. If you got a trade, you go to plumber school. If you're an electrician, you go to electrician school. If you're a preacher, you try to learn all you can about school. And I appreciate Brother Randy. He was one really getting me going in school, you know, years ago. And I told everybody, I already had a PhD, a post-digger degree, you know. But you know what? I want an AUG degree. What's that scripture in 2 Timothy 3:15? Approved unto God. I want to be approved unto God. I want to study to show myself approved. And like I said before, when you get through with your life, not when I just get through with my message, when you walk out of here, you need to ask the Lord, Lord, did I honor you when I came to New Rocket Creek today? Did I honor you, Lord, in my life as I was doing my work, as I was on the lake? Am I honoring you as I'm flipping hamburgers? Did people see Jesus in me when the smoke is cleared and they look across the field? Jesus was skin on. Do y'all have an enemy? Everybody go, uh-oh. Some of y'all go, I don't know, Brother Ken, what is this? An enemy. Some of you, I don't want to talk about my enemy. Or some people may say, yeah, I got it. My biggest enemy is me. But you know, sometimes that is our biggest enemy, is ourself. The things that we hold against ourselves and we don't forgive ourselves. And we know the big enemy is the devil. And then we got some circumstances, things work in your life. There's a lot of enemies. Before I read, get into James over here, I want you to see it real clear. And y'all just stay with me a little bit. I just want to share with you what I learned, how I got beat up, how not to fight the devil. I can remember I had an enemy in school, man. He was my enemy in middle school, high school, and after I graduated from high school. We had trouble, man. First time I seen him, I walked by, he's just looking at me, you know, I'm looking at him. We had a staring contest. And I just want to share this. So y'all stay with me. I know you be thinking, well, what's this got to do with James? This is what God told me to share. He says, share about your fight. Okay? This is what happened to me, man. I was in school, and this guy was talking about he was wanting to fight me, and I didn't want to fight him. He was waiting on me up at the store. So you know what I did? I walked up and I said, I'm going to tell him I ain't going to fight him. Let me tell you something. That didn't work out too good. I thought I was going to go up there and tell him I wasn't going to fight him. And you know, I had a little pride in me. I ain't going to fight him. I'm just going to show him I ain't going to do it. I walked up there to him. He was sitting there. He was like a bull doing like this. You know, he's ready. Boy, he's ready to get me. He had some buddies behind him. I walked up there to the store by myself. Y'all see red flags going everywhere? Okay. Now it was crazy. So I go up to him, you know, and I said, look, buddy, I don't want to fight you. You're going to fight me. You're going to fight me? I said, I'm telling you, ain't nothing you can do. I'm going to walk away, ain't going to fight you. I mean, I was really, had a little, you know, I wasn't doing it right. You know what he did? He took his foot and kicked me right in the shin. Man, they like to kill me. I said, this joker done hit me. I said, I want to go, I hit him right now. And you know what happened then? His buddy from behind me grabbed me. I didn't see him coming. Grabbing was doing like this, and I couldn't do nothing, man. I said, I'm going to get you. Next thing I know, I had a 2x4. And I was walking around. Next thing I know, something went across my head. It broke across my head. And I felt like I was in a washing machine. You ever been in a washing machine? Man, I got beat up. You know, that's what the devil does to us a lot. We go up to him and say, I don't want to fight you. In Jesus' name, I cast you out. In Jesus' name, what I should have done, I should have got a friend. I had a big old buddy back then. And he, if I had took him and said, look, won't you go to the store for me and you talk to him and tell him I don't want to fight him. I don't even want to be around that joker. That joker crazy. He would have done it, boy. He would have loved to do it. You know what? I got a friend, Jesus Christ, that'll fight for me. And you don't never go up to the devil. Let me tell you, listen, y'all got to hear this. You don't go up to the devil and say, I don't want to fight you. Don't challenge him. We're supposed to flee. Okay? We're not supposed to do none of that stuff. Say, I don't want to fight you. We try to fight you. The battle's already won in Jesus Christ. It's already won. Because you know what? He's going to make you fight you. He's going to kick you in the shin. He's going to hit you from the blind side. You're going to feel like your world's turned around. You don't know where you're going. You're going to see chrome gnats. You're going to feel like you're in a washing machine. You're going to feel like everybody's giving up on you. And you know what? All you had to do is do what James tells us in chapter number 4. How not to fight the devil. And it's laid out real clear. Victory. This is what victory looks like in principles of the Word of God. We're not looking at a key for success. We're looking at biblical principles that change people's lives. And here it is, plain as day. Man, I'm so glad we have God's Word that we can grab hold to and say, hey, this is my anchor. This is something that I can hold on to when the devil comes real hard at me. And it says, verse number 7, here it is. Therefore, submit to God or surrender to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. You notice it doesn't say resist the devil and he will flee. It says surrender to God and he will flee. A lot of times I try to fight the devil on my own and I don't surrender to God. It's sometimes in my own life it's harder to surrender to God than fight the devil. I know that don't sound too good. You ever notice that? You feel like you can't even come to God and you say, okay, I done messed up in my life sometimes. And, you know, I know the devil's really doing this. I need to stand up for this. And we don't get on our knees and we don't ask for help and we don't come before him broken and say, Lord, please come and help me in this battle. We know that, but we really don't say that and put that in practice. The devil's going to get all over you. Because that's the bottom line is surrender. Submit to God and then resist the devil. Not resist the devil and then submit to God. Have you ever messed up like that? Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about sometimes where it's hard to, I'm so hard-headed, I don't want to give in, you know, I'm hard-headed to the Lord, you know, it's hard. When the Holy Spirit pushes a sin in your life and says, hey, I want you to confess that. You need to go to that brother and tell that brother so-and-so. We may be self-righteous with God, but what about with other people? You know, what about with others? You know, how are we doing with other people? Man, we may love God, but man, we hate a brother. Man, and it was talking about, you know, we read the book about the little publican going to the church and praying. He's looking down and he's saying, Lord, forgive me. I can't even look up to go to heaven and go to church. And the Pharisee and the Bible, you know, I know you know the story. What he's saying, look, I'm so glad I'm not like this guy over here. I tithe, I do all I can do. God's been good to me. And I read that and all of a sudden I say, I sure am glad I'm not like that Pharisee. You know, that's just a bunch of junk in me. I see the picture, Lord. I see what you're trying to do. I see what the Holy Spirit is doing, and I know the context of the story, and we're not supposed to be. We're supposed to come. If everybody came to church like that little publican, man, we have some services. But most of the time we come in like a Pharisee. Everybody else has the problem. We don't. But when we're broken, we have the problem. We understand we have a problem and we need help. We ever come to church and we feel like we don't have a problem? I'm serious, y'all. Because nobody can live that life without the blood and have victory in Christ and every day saying our cup, hey, fill it up, I need some more help. We need some help. And I'm glad we have a Brother Randy preaches the word and shares the word, and we see it so evident in the ministry here at New Rocky Creek, and it's such a blessing. We're supposed to resist the devil and flee from him and draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. You cleanse your hands, You know, clean up your heart, purify your heart. You see in verse number 7, as I read it. Verse number 9, you know, you see it says lament, mourn, and weep, and turn your lap. Man, that sounds gloomy. That's just being broken over sin. Old Testament repentance. Them boys, them girls, them folks back in Old Testament, they used to throw dirt on top of their head and lay around in ashes for a week and be really crying out to God saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I have sinned. Please forgive me. You know, now we're covered by the blood in this New Testament faith, but yeah, but we're still upset about our sin a little bit. The only people I know of a lot of times with dirt on top of their head, they really dead. They're out in the graveyard. So you know what? Man, are we really saying, Lord, I need you, man. We have this fear in our life. And God can, we get afraid, but man, we have victory in Him. It shows us right here, these verses. I guess what I'm getting at in James chapter 4, this here just lays it out how to have the victory. Let me get my mouth going. Just wanting to hang up a little bit. How to have the victory according to the Word of God and what it says. And then verse 10, it says, humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Man, we submit to God and resist the devil, and the devil's going to run. We draw nigh to Him. If I come up close to somebody, I get in their space or talk to them. You know, you have small groups because you want to connect. You know, what's wrong with having a small group at your house with the Lord? Two or three are gathered, you and the Lord, crying out to Him, asking for help. Man, there's power in that. There's a lot in that. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up in due time. That's what Paul says. That's what Peter says. Peter says, humble yourself in the sight of God, and He'll lift you up in due time. Paul says, you know, in Corinthians over there, where he talks about, you know, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. I asked the Lord to take this away from me for 3 times, but He did not do it. But He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. All this is connected through the Scriptures. Victory. Everything is connected with the blood. Everything is connected with you coming humble. God humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Through humility, saying, Lord, I need you. There's power. There's life. There's love. There's victory. We don't fight the devil on our own. We don't get knocked in the head and don't know what to do. Sometimes we do get knocked in the head and we're doing everything right. You know what? We still get the victory, even though we don't realize it or not, until we get to heaven. I think Mark Twain said, you know, the difference between fiction and truth. You know, Mark Twain said, well, fiction's got to make sense. You know what? A lot of times God does in our life, it doesn't make sense. The Bible says all things are possible with God. I believe that. All things are possible with God. He can make something that don't make sense to make sense. And really speak to you, the little things about potato salad today as you eat, the little things about somebody coming up to you, the little thing that Brother Randy does. It may not be in the big things, but the little things that you've seen him do in the past, I want you to think back, something in the past he's done. That was the Lord. That was the Lord showing you in Brother Randy's life. Some of these men of God, these deacons and leaders and that's done things in the past and the ones that are up here singing, that's the Lord. And you see the Lord, all this is so clear. It's the Holy Spirit inside of us. And I'm so glad we have people that we can appreciate, people that we can love, and people that come alongside us there when the going gets tough. They have a word for you. I know Brother Randy's taught me, you know, when I pastored some churches, I pastored a couple of churches, and the thing that I've learned in New Rocky Creek when I left, this is something this is always, I didn't know how to deal with this or what, but I learned it from Brother Randy, from him, and what he's learned from other godly men and the Bible and Scripture. Even when somebody leaves a church, because you know it's a kingdom out there, when somebody leaves, they can leave a blessing. You know, ain't that awesome? you know what? God may be calling somebody else, somebody to another church. Well, Brother Randy, I've seen him in the past when I was here, and I know he still does this. He encourages people to listen to the Lord and what the Lord does, and he equips them people to go wherever God's called them to go. On the mission field, it may be in another place of service, wherever it may be. And that is that's what I learned. And I tried to do that in the churches where I was at. When people leave, you know, I said, okay, brother, sister, I hate you leaving, but I know God is working in your life. You may be going somewhere else, and let's be praying about it, what the Lord wants, and then, you know, seeing what they're doing, and I learned that here. And I appreciate that. Learn how to have the victory. My security and my hope doesn't need to be in nobody else but Jesus. And I've learned that through the scriptures and seen that evident in Brother Randy's life. Seen that evident in men here. Y'all hungry? Y'all look like y'all stomach are growling. I know y'all smell. Y'all going like, y'all smelling something. I'm telling you what, but whoa, I'm hungry too. You know, and you know, if you haven't been to Mama's supper table, you know, before we eat today, you know, before you're going to really, if you hadn't had nothing to eat, boy, you're going to be enjoying this food. But you know, if you have already done, went by McDonald's or somewhere and got you a big old breakfast and you ain't really hungry, it don't really mean a whole lot to you. You know, you appreciate it, but it's not as good, you know. It don't taste as good. The same way, you know, when you come and you hear Brother Randy preach or you come to New Rocky Creek as a church and you come hungry, you'll be filled. You come with a little bit of appetite, or you've been somewhere else where the food wasn't too good, you're going to start appreciating some good stuff from God's Word that comes out here. There's this church. When a man of God gets up and he stands, he preaches the Word of God, let's not take that for granted. Let's take hold to it. Because, you know, he's been listening to God. He's been asking God all week and asking God, you know, to share and show and thinking about situations. And then he'll have a word from you. And then God will speak to you. I guarantee you right now, you can raise your hand probably. All across here. Me too. Brother Randy come in. Well, let me show you. And he doesn't know he's doing it. It's the Lord in him. And he said, let me show you a scripture here. And he'll pop that Bible out, boy, and he'll show you some things. And you know what? That's God giving some confirming grace in your life through the authority of the church and the pastor and a man of God in the ministry. And man, it's so powerful. You can't get that at Walmart. You can't get that somewhere else, man. That's when, you know, and a lot of preachers love to preach and they stand and preach, but they're losing a lot if they're not being a pastor, coming alongside somebody. God called men to come. God was a shepherd, you know, shepherding skills. There's nothing wrong. I understand the positions of CEOs and understand. I don't really understand a whole lot about it. I guess I read about it. But you know what? I know there's different men have different gifts, but I'm telling you what, when God calls a man, he calls him to come along beside somebody at a church and be there for them in the preaching and loving the people afterwards. And that's a powerful thing that we got to realize. And what we can do, we can pray. The best thing we can do for Brother Randy and Sister Deanna is pray for them. Encourage them in the Lord. Let them know you appreciate them. And I know people appreciate them. We look and we see people out that came this morning and visitors is not usually here. And they appreciate the word that's brought to them every week and how they enjoy hearing the man of God come and share the word of God every week and come to a place and may not be at the church or they come to the hospital when you're down and you say, you know, I need some encouragement. Here comes the word of God. Here comes the man of God. And you know what? That's a powerful thing. We need to give honor where honor is due. We need to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ for his callings, for his gifts on people that are used to give God glory. And Brother Randy is giving God glory in what he's doing here the past 20-something years at New Rocky Creek. And we see it laid out. You know, we're talking about this morning about victory. And the first Bible verse Brother Randy gave me was about victory. And I know you probably heard him say it a lot of times, victory. Have your cup running over. Praying for your brother. I'm there for you, sister. I'm beside you. And with all that said, it makes you see the Lord real clear. I can remember in a little church, and Brother Ricky Stubbs came out. He's pastoring. He's preaching today out in his church, and I know all y'all know Brother Ricky's one of my best friends. And he had got a Bible verse here back in 94, 90, I'm not sure what year, but he was called to preach. And his Bible verse was in Jeremiah 3:15. I think that's where it is, where the Lord calls some pastors out. So he was sharing with, I got me a verse, brother. Ricky was telling me that, you know. And I was like, man, I want me one. I want me a verse. So I'm sitting there, you know, man, Ricky got one, he got one. And Brother Randy was sharing, and as he was preaching the Word of God, he got that verse, he wrote it down. And that's Ricky, that was his verse, like called, being called into the ministry and as a pastor. I said, I'd like to have me one. When I was here back in 94, 95, I was a youth pastor, and had just a wonderful time with the youth, and being under Brother Randy and hearing him preach the Word, and as he bring the Word, and you know, all of a sudden one night he brought the Word, and the Lord gave me a verse. And I still hang on to that verse. It's in Joshua 1:3. Every place the sole of your foot should tread upon, he'd give it unto you, just like Moses. I felt like that was my verse for evangelism. My verse, the Lord saying, okay, wherever you go, it don't matter if you're digging ditches, you're making hamburgers, or wherever you go, you just tell people about Jesus. It don't have to be behind the pulpit. It can be on the backhoe. It can be hunting in the deer stand. Wherever. Wherever the Lord wants you to do. And that was so encouraging. Now, I said that to say all this. Man, be listening next Sunday. Be listening next week. Be listening this year. Them verses are in there. God is wanting to tell you a great and mighty thing. And a lot of times it comes through the preaching of the Word of God and the man of God and the house of God coming together in unity. And man, when you receive that, that's better than cornbread and buttermilk. That's better than any kind of meal you can have. I'm telling you, when you receive that, that's filling. That sticks to the ribs. That's something you hang on to. That's something that gives you victory. That's something, Lord, you can say, hey, I know that I have had the victory. I know I have submitted to God and the devil is resisting. I know that God is here. When I draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh unto me. I know if I purify my heart, I guard my heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He will direct your path. Oh, I tell you, we need to guard our heart. We need to listen to God. We need to come with an appetite. We need to say, hey, oh, I need to humble myself before the Lord. Oh God, please help me. I need to humble myself. However that may look. Some people may humble themselves and people saying, you know what, that looks like pride's all over it. Don't you worry about what other people think. Okay? And when man of God preaches, men of God sing, little Sunday school teachers, all this, God is speaking every Sunday real clear and loud. But do we hear Him? Our ears might be stopped up a little bit. We may be wanting to eat something else. We really got an appetite for the Word of God. Those who are hungry shall be filled. Man. Oh, the Lord's good, man. He is so good. He is good all the time. So how do we have the victory? Through Jesus Christ. How do we see it? Being faithful to what God called you to do. And looking around and seeing those ministers in the Lord. People in the Lord that love you. And love you because they just love you. Y'all ever get tired of somebody trying to come up beside you and say, hey, I want you to do this, I want you to do this and do that. And they got a hidden motive. I know everybody got some kind of motive. We ain't all pure, but one pure and one holy one, that's God. There's people out there just you don't know. There's the enemy. There's the devil, and then you got yourself to deal with. But don't you worry about what nobody thinks. Get your AUG degree, approved unto God. And you know what? At the end of the day, when we get to heaven, our working is not in vain. What we do for Christ will last. What we do for Christ will last. It soon will be past. Y'all ever heard that before? Something like that? It soon will be past, but what we do for Christ will last. And we continue on. We're all soldiers for Him. Man, it's been a joy to be here this morning. It's been a joy. I can remember, in closing, Brother Randy asked me to come to dinner. And went up there, and Sister Yana, she cooked some supper for us back in 94. And I went up there, and man, I was hungry, and I got to meet Brother Randy, and he was talking about things that was going on, and man, we had a good meal. That, you remember that? Had a good time. Sat at the house, back in the old house in Mansfield. I guess that was 94 or 95, and we went up there, and we just went up there and just had a good time, had a good supper, man. We was eating. I remember that. And we was praying. And we was praying at that time. We was praying for me. Brother Randy and Sister Deanna was praying for me. And, you know, I received the answer to that prayer. I really did. Robin, would you come up for a minute? This is my wife, Robin. Robin Hubbard. Come on, honey. Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm tripping all over stuff. All right. This is my wife, Robin, and we, back in 1994, we prayed, and I wasn't married, and I guess several, a good while longer, met Honey Bear. And anyway, Brother Randy was praying for me that I'd find a wife. And this is my wife. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. So, and I love her. And you know, that's why it's important to pray for your pastor and be looking for them words when he tells you, you know, what God puts on his heart. That's the Holy Spirit giving you confirmation in his word. That's the Holy Spirit giving you good gifts and gifts from above and them kind of things. So y'all be encouraged that you have a man of God here that loves the Lord. And she has something she wants to share just a little bit. I want her to share. You want to speak here, honey?
Actually, this is for Deanna. And this was written by Donna Golden, and she lives in Georgia. It's called The Pastor's Wife. We often hear of heroes on the news at night, how someone went into a fire to save someone else's life. But there's another hero that we never hear about, though her love and dedication are never in a doubt. Often took for granted, never glorified, still she keeps on going for the person by her side. She stands beside him every day, no matter what is thrown their way. For he was called from above to spread the message of God's love. And just as he was called, she was handpicked too, for it takes someone special to do what she must do. And though he may get the glory and he may get the fame, she will stand beside him in love and help him just the same. She's the person he turns to when he needs a friend. She will always be there till the glorious end. I would like to take this moment to introduce to you a lovely unsung hero for whom God handpicked to spend her life as the pastor's wife. Deanna.
Okay, if everybody would be seated, except for Brother Randy and Miss Deanna, please come up. All right, on behalf of the church, we just wanted to get a little token of our appreciation for both of y'all. Miss Deanna, we'll start with you. We really do appreciate the sacrifice that you make by giving us Brother Randy and letting us use him and the Lord use him. So we're going to give you this token of our appreciation. Brother Randy, we want to give you a token as well.
Appreciate it, man.
We would all agree that this is our Superman, the man that gets up long before daylight, stays up praying, preaching, preparing messages, And I think we'd all agree that we appreciate him. Words can't speak how much we do appreciate you and love you, and look forward to seeing those crowns on you one day. God be the glory. You got to open that too.